Welcome to Remedy and Rhyme, where the voices of poetry and plants entwine, offering nourishment for the spirit and a gentle return to the heart of nature. I'm your host, Kimberly Kling of Joyful Roots, clinical and community herbalist. I'm so glad you've joined me here to share in the stories, reflections, and simple ways these green allies can nurture our everyday lives. This podcast is for educational and inspirational purposes only. I'm not a medical doctor or a licensed health professional, and nothing shared here is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. The information provided has not been evaluated by the FDA. Herbs are powerful allies, but not without personality. If you experience an allergic reaction or discomfort from any herb mentioned, please stop using it. Also, if you're taking medications, check with your doctor about potential herb-drug interactions. Most importantly, you and you alone are the steward of your own body. What you choose to consume, apply, or integrate is entirely up to you. This is about health empowerment. Listen with curiosity and always honor your own body's wisdom. These episodes are dropped the first Wednesday of every month, and to go along with this podcast, I have a Patreon community where you can join me to explore these plants deeper. Find that at patreon.com/joyfulroots. Hello and happy March! I was just thinking about how March has two meanings and wondering if the name March came from the fact that it also means to move forward with direction and purpose. And it feels like once March comes that the springtime and the warmth comes rather swiftly and there's no stopping it. I'm pretty excited for spring. It's my favorite month, so that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. So with springtime solidly on its way, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, and March underway, we are here with a new plant. Can you guess which one we're going to be talking about this month? Well, it is our friend nettle. And I know a lot of you have a dear place in your heart for nettle. So let's start with a poem. This is a poem that I wrote, and it's called Awaken. It's time I awaken from my cave. I've slumbered longer than winter and grown weary of rest. I'm eagerly awaiting snowmelt and daffodils, parades of flowers guiding my timid footsteps, because for so long I've lost my path. The flowers always know the way, waving in the wind, wearing their best attire, familiar hellos. What friend will I find this spring? Dull gray clouds seeped into my bones and hung around as long as needed for storms to brew in me. And now, damp breezes of late February kiss my shoulder, rain clouds summon inside, ready to pour their heartache out, filling the earth and myself with petrichor love notes once again. Nettles are one of the first plants to rise in early spring, often before we ourselves are ready, long before tomatoes, before the lush abundance of summer, and before the fueling comfort of warmth. Nettle says, wake up! It doesn't wait for conditions. It rises when the soil is still cold, when frost still threatens. It's the courage of late winter, just like awakening from a long slumber in a cave, like a bear. Nettle is the plant that lives at the threshold between hibernation and movement. Winter is more than a season of specific weather. There are emotions and feelings that come along with the cold season. We tend to our grief, experience more fatigue, maybe more illness. We might feel a little bit more withdrawn, and it's a time for creative dormancy, where we might feel the urge to tend to our spaces and create and go more inward. Sometimes we rest because we need to. Sometimes we rest because we don't know the way forward, or sometimes we stay in that cave a little longer than we were meant to be. Yet there nettle is outside, quietly reassuring us that we've probably rested long enough and that it's time to move and awaken from our winter slumber. Nettle leaf is deeply nourishing. It's mineral rich, especially in iron, calcium, magnesium, and silica. It feeds what's been depleted. It doesn't stimulate the body recklessly, but it rebuilds it instead through deep nourishment. The energy of winter tends towards stagnancy, and the energy of spring tends towards movement. After a period of rest, we're invited to nourish and cleanse. This is what so many of the wild spring greens help us to accomplish. Nature really does provide. Nettle supports elimination, moves stagnant waters out of our bodies, encourages flow, all while feeding the body's tissues. Emotionally, this flow and elimination can feel like rain clouds summoning inside, ready to pour their heartache out, letting tears come, letting storms brew and finally break, allowing what feels heavy to move through without stripping yourself bare. Nettle is also about boundaries, but not empty boundaries with no mission. It's got boundaries that are specific for containment. Those tiny silica-rich hairs on the leaves and stems that sting us are protective. They inject formic acid and histamine that reminds us to approach with respect. Nettle is unapologetic with its boundaries. Once you interact, you know it's not messing around. You brush against it carelessly, and then you'll know because the reaction is not subtle. But there's something magical in this. If you grasp nettle timidly, you get stung. If you grasp it concisely with clarity and quickly, you're fed and you don't get stung. When you harvest it intentionally, confidently, firmly, it won't sting you. When you cook it, dry it, or blend it, the sting transforms into nourishment. It's like saying, yes, I have boundaries and I'll sting you if you act indecisive, if you waver, if you forget your strength. Be strong in your convictions and you'll find nourishment you need. Boundaries can feel sharp, but when held with intention and care, what once stung becomes medicine. Silica builds structure. It strengthens connective tissue. It helps with resilience, quite literally. Awakening and growth require structure, strength, and containment. The energy of spring is one of building new life, and you can't hold new life without a vessel strong enough to contain it. Like the energy of spring, like uncovering what comes after the snowmelt, like the sap that's rising in the trees and the energizing breezes that kiss our shoulders, nettle is helping us to usher in a deep and restorative vitality and this sustainable aliveness by nourishing the blood and nourishing the tissues deeply. And it doesn't just nourish the body, it nourishes the spirit as well. Nettle is helping us to release and replenish, flow and fortify. We need containment in order to hold our expansion. We need structure to hold vitality, and boundaries give us strength to awaken. So let's talk about a myth that connects to this idea of awakening and nettles. This myth is the hag at the well. It's a sovereignty myth, and it's an old Irish story about a young man who would become high king. It's also about a sovereign guardian of the well. And just an apology ahead of time if I'm saying any of these names incorrectly. I'm trying to pronounce them my best. The king's name was Nyuel, but before he was crowned, before he was powerful, before he was remembered in legend, he was simply one of many brothers competing for inheritance. Their father sent them out on a test. They were supposed to hunt to prove their strength and return with water from a deep well in the woods. One by one, the brothers found the well, and at the well stood a woman. She wasn't radiant or welcoming. She was ancient, crooked-toothed, fierce, and her hair was tangled and her skin was like weathered bark. This woman guarded the water, She said to each brother, "You may drink and you may take water back to your father, but first you must give me a kiss." Each of the brothers recoiled. Some refused outright. Some offered a quick peck out of disgust. Some would not touch her at all. They wanted the reward, but they did not want this encounter. They wanted the water, but not at this cost. And so the well remained guarded. Then Nahul arrived. He saw her as she was and didn't look away. When she asked for a kiss, he did not offer a reluctant gesture. He embraced her fully, and in that moment, the story says, she transformed. The old weathered woman became radiant, tall, beautiful like a queen in shining form, and she spoke, "I am sovereignty, and you who have met me without hesitation, without fear, without disgust, are worthy to rule." The brothers had seen ugliness, while Nahul had seen power and honor and truth. Sovereignty in Celtic tradition was not just political authority, but it was about relationship and particularly relationship with the land. The land was not passive. It was not something that you could possess. It was a being unto itself. And she would only flourish under the care of someone who could meet her fully, even in her fierce, uncomfortable winter form, with the courage to meet what is prickly and what tests you. This is an awakening, and it helps us to see that growth requires protection. The hag at the well was not there to be cruel. She was expressing containment and healthy boundaries. She was asking, "Will you approach with respect? Will you hesitate? Will you recoil? Or will you meet me whole?" And this is where it feels so much like nettle, because nettle does not offer itself casually. It stands at the edge of the field or the woods, both threshold places. It will sting the careless hand and reward the intentional one. If you grasp it firmly and with clarity, you are nourished, like the hag at the well. If you approach halfway, you receive nothing. If you approach fully, transformation occurs. The hag is guarding flow, life, and movement, the energies of youth and spring. This awakening is knowing when to protect, when to flow, and when to grow. Sometimes, awakening is not about becoming radiant overnight. It's about embracing the winter form and our spring form simultaneously, or knowing when to embrace each. They each have their time, the prickly and protective form, as well as our nourishing, soft, and growing form. It's about trusting that beneath the layers of protection, there is vitality waiting to rise. So after we've gone out and harvested our nettle, embracing the possibility of sting, and really getting to understand the spirit of this plant, how do we actually bring that nettle into our lives and into our bodies? How do we take this fierce, boundary-keeping, mineral-rich plant and invite it deeper into our tissues? Well, first, we need to slow down, because nettle isn't a trendy, exotic miracle herb. It's not something that you take once and expect fireworks. Nettle is food. It's foundational. It's long game nourishment. And the way we prepare it actually matters in what we will receive. One of the most traditional and powerful ways to work with nettle leaf is as a long steeped infusion, or you could call it an overnight infusion or a nourishing herbal infusion. This isn't just a quick tea bag dunked for 5 minutes in a cup of hot water. It's actually a large amount, like a big handful or close to an ounce of dried nettle leaf steeped in a quart of hot water for several hours or even overnight. I like to steep it for at least 6 hours. This pulls out the minerals, the iron, the calcium, the magnesium, the silica. The water becomes dark green, almost brothy. After steeping it for a long time, you can strain the liquid out and reserve that liquid and drink it throughout the day. And this is where nettle really shines, because you're getting this glorious green, deep green drink that builds the blood, supports the adrenals gently, restores the body after depletion, especially after long seasons of stress or illness. Nettle is such a beautiful helper for fatigue, mineral depletion, post-illness recovery, postpartum rebuilding, seasonal transitions, hair, skin, nails, supporting healthy inflammatory response, and gentle urinary support. It feeds the places that winter touched, and it does it steadily. You can drink a cup a day or several, and it can become a part of a rhythm, especially in early spring. As I mentioned, nettle is a food, and so you can actually incorporate as a green into different recipes. Once it's wilted, steamed, sautéed, or blended, the sting disappears completely. It's like magic, and what remains is something like a cross between spinach and wild greens, but even more vibrant. You can add it to soups, blend it into pesto, stir it into eggs, fold it into sourdough or savory breads, add it to bone broth, make nettle spanakopita, or stir it into risotto. Honestly, the possibilities are endless, but one of my favorite ways to work with nettle is to make a pesto with it because you can add it into just about anything. It's deeply nourishing when eaten as a food, and there's something powerful about consuming the plant that once could have stung you or did sting you. There's a transformation that takes place through the process of cooking nettles. And just like in the myth, this transformation is an awakening. One of the things that nettle is perhaps most commonly known for is seasonal allergies. Ironically, because it contains histamine and its fresh sting, nettle leaf internally can support a balanced histamine response over time. It doesn't suppress anything aggressively, but rather supports regulation. Taken regularly in weeks leading into allergy season, many people find it helpful for the sneeziness, the itchy eyes, and that seasonal heat and irritation that some people experience. This is nettle as boundary keeper, supporting the immune system, teaching the body how to have discernment. Although I personally prefer the relationship that can be formed with nettles with those overnight and nourishing infusions, some people also find a lot of relief for seasonal allergies with freeze-dried nettle in capsules, which may be more convenient for some of us who are needing a more quick option. And really, in the amount that you get in a capsule, it does behoove you to spend a bit extra on the freeze-dried version because, from my experience, the regularly dried version of nettles just doesn't have the same impact. Nettle also gently supports the kidneys and the urinary system. It encourages flow and movement of what was stagnant, like the inner waters of our body. And this feels very aligned with spring, when we're shifting from the heavier, denser foods of winter into this lighter stage of movement. It's not harsh. It doesn't deplete like other things can. It's a slight diuretic, but it's not moving water out in a way that's extremely forceful and depleting to the body. It moves while it's nourishing at the same time because it's so loaded with minerals. So again, it's offering this process of release and replenishment. For those of us who have lived in long winters of stress, nettle is incredibly supportive for the nervous system because minerals matter so deeply. Magnesium, calcium, iron, these are all critical elements for the body and for our nervous system to maintain its vital processes. Interestingly, chronic stress can actually accelerate the depletion of minerals, so it kind of becomes this vicious loop. When we're depleted in minerals, we might feel tired or anxious or actually brittle and kind of unsteady. Sometimes what feels like emotional fragility is actually mineral deficiency. Nettle can remind us here that before you try endlessly to fix yourself, feed yourself. That's an awakening too. If you're new to working with nettles, it's probably a good idea to start gently. A cup of nourishing infusion in the morning, or adding some dried nettle to your soups, maybe sprinkling powdered nettle into some smoothies, or combining nettle with oat straw and red clover for a mineral-rich blend. You could also harvest fresh nettle in early spring. You can wear gloves. It does help prevent the stinging. Then steam it lightly and freeze it in portions for later use. I will encourage you to also harvest with care and reciprocity and respect, because other animals rely on nettle too, as does the environment as a whole. So don't take more than you need and make sure that there's enough for everyone. Your relationship with nettle can be seasonal. It can also be year-round, but remember that relationship and quality both matter. When you're harvesting yourself, harvest before the flowering for the leaf use. Handle it with respect. If you're buying it, you want to make sure that it's been harvested in a place that is safe, and or find it organically grown. A few words of safety. Generally, nettle is considered safe and well tolerated for most people when used as food or tea. But if you're on certain medications, particularly diuretics or blood pressure medications, you should check with a qualified practitioner to make sure it's right for you. Another thing to note is that nettle can be a bit drying, so if you already run dry, you may want to blend nettle with more moistening foods or herbs. One favorite combination is to add a little bit of marshmallow root or licorice root into your nourishing herbal infusion, just a small amount. And it's going to depend on you personally whether either of those are right for you, but it's something to consider. As always, all of this is just for educational purposes and it's not medical advice. Nettle is typically safe for most bodies and it's generous, but do your own due diligence before consuming anything that is new to you. So as we end this episode, I would love to leave you with some reflection and takeaway questions. Let's start with this one. Have I been resting because I need to, or because I'm afraid to emerge? If it's the latter, where am I being invited to rise? What would it feel like to release and flow without depleting myself? How can I feed my foundation instead of forcing momentum? Where in my life do I need clearer boundaries, and how can I create containment that allows for fresh growth? And finally, what daily ritual could support my steady rise into spring? I am so excited to keep sharing the wisdom of plants and poetry with all of you. If you enjoy this journey and would like to help support this podcast, whether energetically, financially, or just by sharing it with a friend, I would be so grateful. Your support helps to keep this space alive, allows me to continue exploring new herbs, crafting new episodes, and sharing inspiration with you. One of the easiest ways to support this podcast is to rate and review it in your favorite podcast app. You can also join our Remedy and Rhyme Patreon page, which is available at patreon.com/joyfulroots. You'll find all sorts of goodies there, including plant stories, recipes, and more. There is a free membership, but if you are able to help support the podcast, there are some great perks with the paid memberships. And also, I have a shop on Patreon where you can easily purchase educational material like a class or a zine and further your own herbal knowledge. Another way that you can support the podcast is by getting yourself some of the most amazing matcha on the planet. It's Posana Matcha. It's certified organic, third-party tested to ensure that it's free of heavy metals, pure, safe, and absolutely delicious. This is the matcha that I always turn to because I know it's the highest quality and I just love it so much. So I'm excited that I can offer everybody that listens to this podcast 15% off if you use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS. You can find the link in the show notes or head to posana.net, that's P-O-S-A-N-A.net, and use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS at checkout. Although I love sharing my poetry with you, I really would love to make this a community collaborative effort. So don't be shy. Feel free to send some poetry in my way. And I'm going to keep a running list of plants that I'd like to talk about in the future. You can find that list on my website at joyfulroots.com/plantpoems. That's PLANTPOEMS. Thank you to Akun Baradine for their music, Bedtime After a Coffee, which was in the intro and outro, and also to Lights by Sakura Girl, and Asher Fulero for Exploring the Crystal Caves, which was the music you heard in the middle of the podcast. And thank you so much to the plants, number one, the greatest of all herbal teachers, to all of the herbalists that I've learned from. There's just too many to name. And for all of my family and friends for supporting me on this podcast journey. And to all of my amazing patrons and customers and clients, this really wouldn't be possible without you. So thank you again.